Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
G'day, it's Liam from the Rush Hour with MG here. The NRL Fan Fest is on right now in Martin Place. Obviously, depending on when you're listening to this, it's on today, Thursday and Friday. Make sure you get down there and have a look. There's going to be players. The grand final teams for both the men's and the women's grand finals are going to be presented on stage. There's heaps of activities. It's in Martin Place in the city. Get down and have a look. I went down and had a chat to some of the NRL players who were wandering about the place. I've got a new favourite player, if I'm honest with you. Adam Elliott from the Bulldogs. He is my new favourite. Absolute ripping chat with him. We spoke to Michael Morgan. We spoke to Josh Mansour, Junior Paulo. There's a heap in there. Give it a listen. Down here at NRL Fan Fest, speaking with the Bulldogs, Dallin Martini-Zalesniak. Dallin, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You enjoying yourself? You got a big smile on your face today.
Yeah, I'm always smiling. It's an awesome thing to be a part of. Get to put some smile on some kids' faces in the holidays. And I think, as I said it before, when I was young and we had this, I would have enjoyed it.
Well, that's the question I want to ask then. A lot of Dallin Martini-Zalesniak fans down here. Who were you a fan of as a young kid?
I was actually a big fan of Will Hopewadi.
All right.
Yeah, so... yeah, big privilege playing alongside him now. So, yeah, he's someone I really looked up to.
What about outside the world of rugby league? Who would have got you down to a fan fest?
My father, he probably would have drove me. So,
Now, how's the knee?
Yeah, it's getting better. It's just had a little clean out. It's nothing too major. It's just I've had apparently it was some loose bodies in that from when I was a kid, done something when I was a kid. So they just... took it out and make sure that it doesn't get any worse or and hinder my knee going throughout my career.
The resurgence of the Bulldogs at the back end of the year was it was the talk of the town. You were still a mathematical chance to make finals at one point.
Yeah.
What clicked? What changed?
I said it before, it was our effort in defence. You're not always going to get it right in defence. There'll be times where you get it wrong, but when you do have the effort in there, it backs it up. So if someone does make a mistake, someone can cover you. So I think that was one big thing that I noticed, especially being at the back and sort of seeing everything, just the boys working for each other was ridiculous.
Now, you've got some players signed on to join next year, but I'm opening the checkbook. You can have whoever you want. From any other club in rugby league, in the NRL. Anyone. Who do you want?
I'd take my brother.
Yeah?
From Panthers, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
Just keep looking after the family.
Yeah, that's it. Family first.
I love it. Now, will you be attending the Dally M's tonight?
No, I'm not actually. I've got some catching up to do with my wife and kids, seeing as football took a lot of it during the year. But, I wish I was there and get to celebrate with those boys that are going to be getting awards. But, hopefully my time will come.
Who wins?
The Dally M. People might say I'm biased, but I reckon Roger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Goes back to back.
Yeah, Roger, yeah. Surely. He's a freak.
Hey, now, speaking of this, you're the captain of New Zealand.
Yeah.
Huge honour. How do we fit all these fullbacks into this national side? Yourself, Roger, CNK from the Raiders.
Yeah.
Who gets that jumper? Who gets the number one jumper?
That's Madge's headache. I've always been, I'll play wherever Madge wants me to play, even if it doesn't mean I don't play. So, I just want to see our country doing well and succeeding and being where we should be. And, Rogers is, everyone knows that he should be there. So it'll be tough with, Chance there as well, but I know Chance can play different positions as well. And there's no doubt that he'll put his hand up for any position just to put that black jersey
while on. While we're speaking about New Zealand national sides, what did you make of this absolute load of garbage from the Rugby World Cup about the haka being unfair and how it should be removed?
Oh, wow. Who said that?
You didn't read about that?
No.
There were people suggesting that the All Blacks got an unfair advantage when they got to perform the haka before each test match.
Oh, wow. Everyone has their opinions. And my opinion is it's our culture. It brings a lot of fans to the games as well. And I think the passion inside it for the person doing it, I think the people who are commenting about it should talk to one of us about doing it, what it means to us. It's not like we're going out there to disrespect anyone. It's a sign of respect towards them as well, in a way. So
Yeah,
I'll say it on your behalf. They're absolute peanuts to suggesting it, Dom. Hey, what about this weekend? Raiders taking on the Roosters. One team, a lot of people expected to be there. The other team, a bit of a surprise packet. Yeah. How do you see this it playing out on Sunday?
It's going to be a tough one because Raiders are a good side. They're playing against them this year. They're a whole different team. The way they tackled, the physicality, the way they played was ridiculous. And the same with Roosters. Roosters are like how they are every year. But they've been there and done it before. So there's a lot of experience in that team in big games. So it'll be, it's going to be.
You got to give me a tip.
I think.
I need a tip and a Clive Churchill medalist.
Yeah, I said it before. I think the Roosters and Jared, JWH.
You have a real bias toward your countrymen, don't you?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, I think I do.
Hey, what about off-season plans? You get some time off for the club. You said you're going to be spending it with the wife and kids, but are you travelling? You stay local? What do you get up to?
So I'm spending as much time as I can with the wife and kids, but my wife and I are going to go away and the kids are going to stay with our mother-in-law.
Oh.
So I'm trying to take them out and sort of make up for...
Yeah, get the brownie points
them,
up.
Yeah, not bringing them on the holiday with us. Yep. But my wife, we've never been to Bali before. And
oh, outstanding.
We want to see what the hype is about.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been watching vlogs on YouTube, so...
Yeah. Bit of potato head time.
I have no idea
Finn's
what that
single,
is.
Single, the beach clubs. I can see you very comfortably on one of the Lilos
the
there.
Beach. Yeah, are you? Yeah. I don't know, but I'm going to go over there and hope for the best.
Hey, Dallin, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the off-season and look forward to seeing the Bulldogs in 2020.
Sweet. Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Adam Elliott from the Bulldogs. Mate, you're a little bit excited about this today, aren't you?
Yeah, it's I don't know. I'm just a massive fan of rugby league. So to see everyone out here excited for the grand final and the great setup that everyone's got, it's giving me a good little vibe.
Now, back when Adam Elliott was a young fella, who were you a fan of?
The Bulldogs, mate. I was a crazy Bulldogs fan. I had posters of Andrew Ryan and Sonny Bill Williams up on my wall. And every birthday or Christmas, I'd get like a Duna cover or something like that, Bulldogs. And the room was painted blue and white. I was completely nuts. I think when the Bulldogs used to lose, no one spoke to me for about 20 minutes. They just locked the door behind me and let
really?
Me sort of let it out a little bit before I come back out. So I was one of those crazy little kids.
I love the idea of mum and dad just saying, just leave. How'd the Bulldogs go this weekend? Not well. Just leave Adam alone for a bit.
Yeah, don't speak to him.
Who was on the Duna cover? Did you have any players or was it just Bulldogs?
No, it was just a big Bulldogs emblem. Right. So, yeah.
So, okay. So, Sonny Bill, Andrew Ryan, any other posters around the room?
No, I had the 04 grand final team. Yep. I had it framed and photographed and all their player cards signed up on the wall. And, any merch I could get my hands on,
right.
I used to love it.
So real rugby league nothing.
I had about a 1980s jersey that I used to wear. Mum and dad were a bit too stingy to buy me a new one. And there were stains and rips and everything on it, but I used to wear it proud as punch.
So with that in mind then, like, you know, some kids grow up barrackman teams or grow up in junior systems and head off to other clubs. What did it mean for you when you got to make your debut for the Bulldogs?
Yeah,
first grade.
Yeah, it meant so much for me, and I think it meant heaps for mum and dad as well because they knew how much the club had meant to me from such a young age. Mm. And I don't know. I think a lot of kids, especially from the country, and it's hard, like you grow up in Sydney and you're a junior at a club. And for me, I had 16 teams that I would have been privileged to be able to play for because I wasn't a junior at any of those clubs. And I think the stars just aligned for me to be able to be signed at the Bulldogs and eventually make my debut there. And it's one of the proudest moments of my life.
Now, we just spoke to Dale Martini-Zalesniak and I asked him this question. I want to get your take. There's been a lot of talk about who the Bulldogs might recruit for next year and, you know, some reported big offers to big-name players. I'm giving you an open checkbook. Who do you want from any club?
Look, let's get Tedesco out of his contract a little bit early and just chuck him in. Jersey number 1 to 13.
Yep,
I reckon he'll play anywhere for us.
Yep.
He can have the lock spot if he wants. He can take my jersey. I'll come off the bench and do all the dirty work for him and Teddy can just finish off.
All right, I like it. Now, do you think he wins it tonight, the Dally M, the big gong?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think anyone can beat him. I saw, not that I'm a betting man, but I did see he's paying about $1.55, so...
Yeah, he's short.
Yeah.
He's short. What about this weekend? Raiders, Roosters. Again, Teddy going to be a big part of it. How do you see the game playing out?
Yeah, I think it reminds me a bit of when the Bulldogs played the Rabbitohs in 2014, where all the hype was about the Rabbitohs all week, and it'd been so long since they'd been in the grand final or won a grand final, and I can sort of feel that a bit for the Raiders. So if I was a Roosters fan, I'd be a little bit scared about that. I think the Raiders got a lot of momentum and a lot of hype leading into this game, and I know they've got a ridiculous amount of support, so I could see them coming over the top, and I think the pommies are a big part of that.
Absolutely. Now, the hair. We've seen you rock the fro. It's the shaved look at the moment. What's planned for 2020 with the hair?
Yeah, I don't know. I might follow Dylan Napper down the little bit of a fringe track and see how we go.
Don't do that.
I don't think
don't
it's going to work for me. The curls would probably curl. I'd just look like a little bit of a frullet.
What about rolling the Todd Carney one-liner through the hair, the blonde streak just down the length of the head?
The only problem with that is my mum would get in the car and drive 7 hours to just shave it completely off and give me a kick up the backside. So I shan't be running with that. I think mum likes it as simple as it can be. So yeah. Keep her happy, keep the missus happy. I'll just leave it like this, I reckon.
The voice. Is this Adam Elliott's natural tone, or is this a result of you being in your off season?
No, always had a husky voice. I think, my balls didn't drop per se. So from about the age of four, I've had this voice and I've copped it my whole life. But maybe it's a little bit huskier than it was a month ago.
You know, I'm just imagining your, year two teacher saying, Adam, you know, what's the cap of camera miss?
Mate, we got a home video. You know, everyone used to roll with the camcorders home videos. My pop had one and used to love, filming Christmas and birthdays. You know them little plastic bikes that
yes.
You can roll down the hill or whatever? So I've rolled down and then you just hear this big thud. And then, I think I was about four or five. And then, oi, pop. And he moves the camera and you're expecting a 40-year-old man holding a pack of cigarettes to be looking up at him. And it's a four-year-old on a little plastic toy bike looking up.
Oh, wow. Now, off-season plans. You got some time off. Look, big pre-season. The Bulldogs, I was saying to Dallin, the momentum you guys have got going into next season is outstanding.
Yep.
But how are you letting that hair down over the next month or so?
I've got a couple of weddings coming up, so I'll be heading overseas for those. And I've already been back home to see my family, and my local footy team actually won their grand finals.
Oh, how good.
First in 66 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was a big achievement for our little town. And yeah, I'll just be catching up with as many family and friends as I can and trying to keep in shape and do a little bit of training before we get in there, because we're really taking it seriously leading into next season.
Absolutely. You walking the red carpet tonight?
No, I won't be there.
Oh.
Didn't get the invite.
Stitch up?
Yeah.
Stitch up, dirty. Well, we'll work on that for next year.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Hey, Adam, thanks for your time.
Cheers, thanks for having me, brother.
Josh Mansour, before we start talking about NRL Fan Fest, where we are down here today, I have to ask,
yep,
what did you do to the footy gods this year to deserve the year you've had? Injuries, forward passes, stepping on... What have you done?
Well, I've been actually thinking... I can't get my head around today. It's been one bizarre year. By saying that, it's making me more hungry to have a bigger and better year next year, that's for sure.
Hey, now we're down here at FanFest. Lots of little kids around, lots of Josh Mansour fans around. Who was Josh Mansour a fan of when he was a young fella?
Oh, mate, I was a big supporter of the Bulldogs. A few of the boys are here today.
Yep.
All my family are blue and white fanatics. So, grew up around Belmore as well. Got a lot of uncles and aunties that live in Belmore. So, they weren't happy that I wasn't playing for the Bulldogs when I grew up. But, things changed. I was a Bulldogs junior, but, never ended up playing first grade there.
Who was on the wall?
On the wall?
Whose poster?
Didn't have a poster, to be honest.
No?
I did look up to Hazem a lot.
Yep.
Being a Lebanese boy, he achieved so much in the NRL, breaking records, winning premierships, whatnot.
Yep.
And obviously been playing wing. So, he's definitely someone I looked up to.
Just on the Lebanese thing for a moment. Now, I love my Lebanese food. What, enlighten our audience, what's something... A piece of Lebanese cuisine that not enough people know about that they should try when they next get the opportunity?
Well, there's definitely the salads that are unreal. Obviously everyone knows what tabbouleh is, falafels, latouche.
Yeah. What's latouche?
How do I explain it? It's got like pomegranate in it. It's got like toasted Lebanese bread. Fattoush. What am I talking about? Jesus Christ. I am suckers.
You are...
I'm a fake Lebanese.
mate, the beard's not even real.
You know what? Hey, I got rid of the beard saying that. Of course, the chicken skewers.
Yep.
Can't beat Lebanese barbecue, of course.
Yes.
Charcoal chicken.
Yep. You sound like you're ready for the Sydney summer.
I am. You know what? I'm getting hungry now, speaking about all the food. But, mate, Lebanese food, can't go wrong.
Hey, what's going on with the Dally M tonight? Who wins it?
Dally M, yeah, definitely. I'm going to say James Tedesco. You know, he's just had an unreal season yet again. Consistent as always. And, I think he's going to take out the Clive Churchill as well.
So you're giving him the double?
Yeah.
And you think the Roosters too strong for the Raiders this weekend?
Yeah, I think the experience, it's going to come down to experience, you know. I think the Raiders are playing with a lot of enthusiasm. You know, they play a very strong power game. But I think the Roosters are just going to be too experienced in the end. Going to the back of last year, you know, they played against the Melbourne Storm. Everyone thought Melbourne were going to win it. Roosters just came out and just surprised everyone. So, you know what? Canberra can do the same. They could surprise me as well. But, I think the Roosters are going to be too strong.
Now, MG's not here at the moment, but I reckon he'd love to get a little bit of a pep talk and inspirational message from you on why next season is going to be a change of fortunes for the Panthers.
Mate, you know, obviously we want to make amends from the past season. You know, got a lot of excitement coming through with a lot of young guys. You know, we had a lot of off-field issues at the beginning of the year that we kind of that obviously played a big part in our performances, but. Saying that, we don't want to give that make that as an excuse. We just want to come out in 2020 with a bigger and better season and definitely make amends from this disappointing year.
Exactly. Now, no Jimmy Maloney.
Yeah, big loss.
Not just on field, but who's going to fill the role that he brings from on the training paddock and, you know, all the, I guess you could call it, you know, culture. He's a gel guy. He gels the team together.
Yeah, a bit of a punish as well.
Exactly. So who's gonna fill that role next year?
Don't know yet. I think I like to bring the boys together.
I was about to say, it sounds like you're a contender.
I do my best, you know. A bit of a roller coaster, but, you know, I do like exciting the boys any way possible. But, he'll definitely leave a hole in terms of, you know, off-field stuff. Nothing really phases the guy.
Yep.
You know, with the season we had, you know, it was obviously a lot of downs and, you know, he's always keeping the mood up, which was awesome. But, yeah, definitely sad to see him leave.
Josh Mansell, number one contender. Hey, is the beard coming back next year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I can't look at myself in the mirror, to be honest. I played a little prank on my daughter and it kind of freaked her out.
She didn't know
cry.
Who you were.
I had no idea. And it broke my heart, eh? Broke my heart. So... Definitely a bid's going to make a return.
All right. Hey, off-season plans? You've got some time off from the club before the pre-season starts. What are you doing with yourself?
Mate, unfortunately, there won't be anything too exciting.
No?
You know, my wife just gave birth to a baby boy 2 months ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's his name?
Andre.
Andre. And
so, yeah, he's been keeping us busy. You know, a lot of sleepless nights, but...
Came out with stubble?
No, he didn't, unfortunately. I was like, are you mine? Nah. He's got a big set of hair on him.
Right,
so
good.
saying that, also sold houses, so moving houses. So, yeah, mate, obviously I'd love to go overseas and, you know, kind of get away, but that won't be the case.
Well, you've just got to organise you at least a night out, mate.
Yeah. I've had a lot of nights, you know, with Mad Monday, you know. Had a lot of fun.
Best on ground at the Panthers, Mad Monday?
I was definitely top three.
You again?
I was definitely top three.
This is outstanding work.
Mate, had to after the year we had. Wow. Had to drown my sorrows.
As long as your face and your knee and everything's okay, though.
Oh, good, mate. Ready to go.
Yeah, right. Is there any... I can't tell because I haven't looked at you that close. Yeah, is there anything noticeable different? Does your missus notice any differences?
Nah, okay. You know what? Physically, I've got really lucky. You know, when it first happened, I was unrecognisable.
Look at him. Look how lucky you got.
Mate, it was a very tough period of my life, but lucky I got through it unscathed. So,
hey, Josh, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Liam.
Enjoy the off-season, brother.
Legend. Thanks, brother.
Junior Paulo, Parramatta Eels, how are you?
Yeah, doing all right. Can't complain. I guess it would have been nice to be playing this week, but I guess we're out here enjoying the fan fest.
Now, let's talk about that. You were at the Raiders last year. Is it bittersweet because you're not there, but your former teammates are?
No, not necessarily. A lot of people, I guess I've been copying a lot of stick throughout this whole week about saying, oh, why'd you leave the Raiders and why not? But, you know, I'm happy with the move that happened and coming here at Parramatta, but I'm also very excited to see the boys do well this week and hopefully, I guess, get one up against the Chooks this week.
Have you spoken to any of them this week?
A few of them. I still keep in touch with all of them. Still all good mates, and I think that's a good thing about footy. So I'm sure I'll catch up with a couple of them when they get here to Sydney.
Who wins?
football's a winner. No. Rugby league's a winner.
He's pulled up. Rugby league is the winner.
If I am going to say, you know, there's still a bit of me that bleeds green, and I think everyone that says when they're part of Canberra that they still have that bit of them in.
Give me a tip for a Clive Churchill medalist. You can't say football either.
I like to see my mate Josh Papali. I'm sure he'll definitely turn one. He's been in fine form too.
Yeah, he's been playing ripping footy. Now, we're down here at the Fan Fest, and there's lots of young kids around, a lot of Parramatta jumpers around as well, which is great to see. Who was Junior Paulo a fan of when he was a kid?
Quite a few. I was a big fan of Fui Fui Moi Moi. So I was actually lucky enough to play alongside him.
Yep.
Ruben Wickie as well, so... there's a fair few I could say. Marco Mealy was definitely up there with me. I just love the way he ran off the back fence, and it's something I'll try and do every now and then throughout our game.
I think you're all right at it. You go all right at it as well. Now, Dally M's tonight. Will you be walking the red carpet?
No, I won't.
You're not?
Nah.
Who's rolling out there on behalf of Parramatta tonight? Gutho, surely he'd love it.
Yeah, Gutho, Mitchie Moses.
Yeah, the pretty boys.
Yeah. Just the pretty boys. Yeah. Oh, and Mike Aceva, who's obviously the top try scorer.
Yeah.
Helps.
Yeah. Hey, what about Mike Aceva? I mean, one of the stories of the year, not just for your club, but for the whole competition.
Yeah, it's definitely been exciting watching him grow as a player, but also just as a person off the field as well. I get to do a lot by picking him up every morning. So.
Oh, you're his lifter training?
Yes. You know, a full tank of gas would be nice. I'll still be waiting, I'm sure, if he collects a couple of awards tonight.
Wait for him to sign the new contract. Once he's got, at the moment, he's still on, you know, he's not owning a heap of cash. Wait for him to get the new deal, then he'll help you out on the petrol front.
Hopefully, I'll keep waiting. I've still got next year to pick him up. So he said he's not going for his license anytime soon. So.
Oh, really? I love it. Hey, Dally M tonight, you won't be there. Who do you think wins the top award?
I think I'll go with Tedesco. He's definitely been in fine form throughout the whole year and just been consistently performing week in, week out, and I'm sure he'll put together a big performance this week as well.
What are you doing with yourself in the off season?
We've got international games for Samoa coming up. We play Fiji in the Oceania Cup on 2nd of November, so we go into camp in about 2 weeks. And
do you get much of a break then, off the back of the internationals?
I'll get 3 weeks off now until we go into camp, and then I'll get maybe a three-week break before then. So hopefully get in before Christmas with the boys.
So you can't let yourself go too much then?
Nah, I've definitely learnt from the past couple of seasons away. So, I'm sure we'll be just ready to rip in next year with the Eels. Can't enjoy the break too much, but definitely looking forward to getting back.
You get to play for your country, though. That's enjoyable.
Yeah, it definitely is. And then hopefully get around the boys again.
Yeah.
And, I guess enjoy that 4 weeks off and hopefully get away as well.
You're going to be playing in the grand final next year?
It would be nice to. Yeah. I definitely, would love to play in a grand final. And still haven't been to a grand final game. So.
You've never been?
No, so hopefully the first one I get to, I'll be able to be taking part in it. So.
Is that because you don't want to go unless you're playing?
Yeah.
Or is Mike Aceva not prepared to buy your ticket? So
yeah, that too. I'm sure he'll be there. He definitely reaps in all the perks of being top NRL try scorer.
Hey, Junior Paulo, thank you so much for your time.
Nah, no worries. Thank you.
Michael Morgan, here at the NRL Fan Fest. Lots of little kids around, big fans of rugby league, probably you, a few Cowboys fans as well. Who was Michael Morgan a fan of as a kid?
The Cowboys. I'm born in Townsville, so I grew up supporting them and the Broncos, as any Queensland kid did, I guess. But I've never been here before, so it's good to see.
What, to Sydney?
No, I've been here a couple of times, Sydney, the Fan Fest in general, yeah.
Well, no, I want to know specifically a player that you're a fan of as a kid growing up.
Sorry?
Which player?
Darren Lockyer was always my favourite, like I said, being a Queensland kid, watching him play Origin over the years. He was always my, I guess, idol.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, Queensland, speaking of which, I want to ask you, we discussed this on our show yesterday. Cooper Cronk, you've played with him. You know how good he is. Is he an immortal?
It's been brought up a lot lately, I guess. I think he should be in the discussion, yes. I think, it gets sort of a lot these days about a number of different players that will be one day, and I personally don't understand why he shouldn't be. I mean, you look at what he's done in the game. He's done, of the generation that he played with, I guess he's done more than anyone.
Yeah.
He's played in more grand finals, won more grand finals, won Origins, won World Cups. So, look, he's done plenty in his career, more than some. So I think he's got every right to, you know, stomp his feet if he's not one day.
It really is a ridiculous generation, isn't it, though? You look at the likes of the blokes who've rolled through this era.
It is, yeah. It really is. I mean, you look at the, you know, him, you know, Lockyer, JT, Cameron Smith, that Billy Slater, you know, well, you can keep naming them.
Yeah. Feel free to name a New South Wales player too, by the way.
No, there's a few. I'm joking. No, but there's a, you know, that those guys were in a team who had a lot of success at Origin level and then at club level through those periods as well. You look at what Melbourne did or have done for a long period of time, and now Cooper's gone to the Roosters and they're doing the same thing. To be, you know, this could be his third grand final in a row that he wins, and it is quite remarkable. And look, like you said, the generation of players that he's played with and against, it's quite unbelievable, yeah.
And he's going to do it with two healthy shoulders this time, which is good news. Who wins on Sunday?
Look, I think Roosters. I think when they're on, you know, they're playing, you know, as good a game as they can at their best, I don't think anyone can come close to them, to be honest, when they're at their best. But, look, Canberra have shown this year that, I guess some people still have, you know, the Canberra of old that are sort of really good 1 week and not so good the next week. But this year they've shown that they are a consistent team. So, look, they could come out all guns blazing and blow the Roosters off the park. And, your guess is as good as mine, I guess. But I'm thinking Roosters.
Clive Churchill winner?
Clive Churchill. I'll say Cooper, last game.
Yep. What a way to go out. What about tonight, Dally M? You're walking the red carpet?
I am going there, yeah. Yep.
Who are you dressed by?
Myself, my wardrobe, bought my own suit. So, yeah, but and Dally M, I think James Tedesco.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's been. It's been quite a year, hasn't it?
It has. Oh, it's been quite a couple of years for him, really. Look, he's to do what he does week in, week out. He's obviously in a very good team, which helps. But you know, when you're in a good team, sometimes it's harder to get points every week. And for him, you know, if he is able to do that. It wouldn't be a surprise because he's had a great year.
Now, off-season, obviously there'll be national sides to speak of as well, but most people from down this way, when they take off on holidays, they head north. Where do you head when you get some time off?
I'm actually, this year I'm heading over to Italy and then going to Turkey as well, and then to Queenstown for 4 days. So, it'll be a big trip, but looking forward to it.
What's the plans in Italy? Just carb up.
Yeah, bit of wine, bit of pasta.
Pasta,
What else do you do there? I've never been, so my wife and I are going over there at the end of the month, and we'll have a week and a half there, and then, a week and a half in Turkey, and then, sail home.
Work on the tan?
It's actually the wrong weather. Not that I tan anyway, but it'll be going into their winter, so it's not the best time of the year to go, but
cheap
this
flights.
Is when the off-season is, so,
cheap flights.
You get cheap flights for a not-so-good time of the year.
Hey, Michael Morgan, thank you for your time. Best of luck for next year.
Appreciate it. Thank you.